You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's Monday, May 6th, and you are listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all off season, all year long. We have everything Sacramento Kings for you. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with all the local and national experts, coverage of the NBA playoffs, the draft lottery, the draft itself, summer league, free agency, training camp, and of course the regular season, we have it all right here for you on the Locked On Kings podcast, the perfect place for you if you call yourself a Sacramento Kings fan. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. Only two podcasts last week, and I apologize for that, although they were two interview podcasts, one with the G-Man Gary Gerald, which I highly encourage you to go and check out. And the second one with ABC's Sean Cunningham, who is fantastic. You've heard him on this podcast many times before. And that podcast, which was released on Thursday, was an extended podcast, an extended conversation with Sean. He's one of my favorite guys to talk with, so go back and check that out as well, a near hour-long episode. We normally don't do that. This is normally a bite-sized format podcast for you, which is encourage you to listen every day if they're released every day, and you will get your Kings fill in less than half an hour. That's usually what we try and shoot for here. We are part of the growing Locked On Podcast Network, been around for about 3 years or so, and it's expanding literally by the day. All the NBA teams have Locked On NBA podcasts specific to them. Then, of course, there's Locked On NBA Overall, which is basically our version of a national show that covers all the NBA. They're hitting the playoffs hard right now, so go and check that out. We have Locked On Fantasy Basketball if you're a fantasy basketball player. We also have Locked On MLB for baseball fans, Locked On NFL for football fans, Locked On College Athletics, Locked On NFL Draft. We have it all. Literally everything you could want as a sports fan. So be sure to check it out, branch out, but make sure that Locked On Kings is always your home base and your hub that you return to. I'm very thankful for all of you listening here, and hopefully we'll have another great week here on the Locked On Kings podcast. On today's show, you've heard me a couple of times. If you listened to both the interviews last week, you heard me address Harrison Barnes and a quote that he had that's hinting at him returning to the Sacramento Kings. If I haven't, or you're not aware of that, I'm going to give you the context of that here today. It was based off of a press release that the Kings released about Harrison Barnes taking a trip to India. That was early last week that was released, so we'll discuss that. Also, I came across a story this weekend. Now, this is speculation season, and I love speculation season. It's fun. It's where everybody plays armchair GM, and that's one of my favorite things to do. I almost prefer, if you were to ask me, Matt, would you rather be a NBA star and player or an NBA GM, I would pick GM because I like the inner workings. I like the behind-the-scenes stuff. I like putting teams together. So I enjoy this time of year, especially around free agency season, recruiting, all that jazz. And Bleacher Report, they do a fantastic job at this armchair GMing and the speculation and predictions and stuff like that. They always write great articles about that. They made predictions for all 30 NBA teams of a major or significant free agent signing that they could see happening. And Bleacher Report picked the Kings to land Jimmy Butler. So I saw that. I read that excerpt. It intrigued me. It interested me. It caused a debate internally, and I'm curious if you feel the same way, so we're going to discuss that as well here in the next segment. But let's not waste any more time. Let's jump into this Harrison Barnes press release. Basically, Harrison Barnes took a trip to India. You know that the Kings are owned by Vivek Ranadive, who is Indian, came to America, has a fantastic story, became a success here. Of course, a minority owner with the Warriors, then purchased the Sacramento Kings, and he's been all about including India into the globalization of the NBA. Now, we know NBA is growing significantly around the world in India. Evidently, the NBA is extremely popular in India, which I think is fantastic. It's great. They televise some Kings games in India as well, which is just awesome. We know we do Bollywood Night here in Sacramento. It's great, and I love it. I love more people around the world getting the opportunity to experience and see basketball live, and I love players like Harrison Barnes taking the time to go to all these different countries. It only helps the NBA because the NBA gets more popular. They make more money. It grows. Players get more popular. Players get more opportunity. And on top of that, European players, Indian basketball players, maybe in the future. We talk about Luka Doncic and the success story that he was this last season. And the more international players that get an opportunity to get noticed and could potentially have the talent one day to make it to the NBA and help bring that culture to America's basketball game or America's basketball league, it's a fantastic thing. So Harrison Barnes traveled to India to basically partake in growing the globalization of the game there. The Sacramento Kings released a press release about it, just sharing some of the stuff that he was doing. And in that press release, Harrison Barnes was quoted saying this. He said, quote, "This trip to India will be a great opportunity for me to get a sneak peek of the local culture before the upcoming preseason games in Mumbai this October. I look forward to being a part of that historic event, and I'm excited to help support the NBA's various basketball development initiatives in India." So why is that significant? It's a great quote, first and foremost. But the significance of that is we know that the Sacramento Kings are going to be partaking in preseason games in Mumbai, India, this in September, October time. I think it's early October, if I'm not mistaken. Harrison Barnes is speaking as of now from the persona or from the perspective that he is going to be a part of those games. And remember, that is completely up to him. That's not up to the Kings. He has a player option for next season. He has a $25 million player option. However, we've heard more than rumors, and I've actually heard from multiple sources, people that I trust, both inside and outside the organization, that the Kings' plan and Vlade Divac's plans on negotiating with Harrison Barnes to extend him to a multi-year deal that's less than the $25 million per year, but ultimately you're supplementing more money in 1 year for more longevity of contract and ultimately more security. And it sounds like that's what the Kings are going to be trying to pursue. But even if that doesn't happen, even if negotiations fall through or they don't take place whatsoever, based off of this quote, we can comfortably assume that Harrison Barnes will be returning to the Sacramento Kings and will take that player option. And why wouldn't he? If he does not extend with the Kings and sign an extension with the Kings, he would be stupid not to sign that extension because $25 million is about the peak of what he's going to get. I don't think if he were to test free agency today, opt out of his contract, say I'm not interested in re-signing with the Kings and try and get signed elsewhere, I think at best he might be a $20 million per year player. Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to go out and pretend to know everybody's market value and everybody's different and it all depends on what team desperately wants him enough. But he's not a $25 million per year player. So ultimately, I think it's about a 90 to 95% chance that Harrison Barnes is returning to the Sacramento Kings next season. And I do believe, wholeheartedly believe, that he will be a long-term signee, meaning the Kings and he will agree to a contract extension of sorts. Vlade Divac has said multiple times, especially in these press conferences since the end of the season, that he views Harrison Barnes as part of the long-term future of this Kings team at that 3-4 position. So expect him to be able to get a deal done, and that's fantastic. I love Harrison Barnes. I love what he brings to the Kings. He seems to, especially towards the end of last season, he seemed to really start to fit in well with that Kings group, and I would love to see the Kings lock him down for multiple years. That quote was very encouraging to me, and I think it's awesome that he is in India helping to grow the game, and I look forward to him being back in India wearing a Kings jersey for preseason action later on this year. Hiring used to be hard, multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process, but today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. That's ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. They literally cut out hundreds of hours of work and conveniently send it right to you. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So immediately, you can get results that you want and find the right person to hire. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LOCKEDON. ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So free agency is still a while away. Of course, the NBA playoffs are still going on, and there's a lot of names competing in the NBA playoffs that are going to be entering free agency this season. Most notably, Kevin Durant with the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors also have to worry about Klay Thompson, who's entering free agency as well. There could be a lot of shakeup around the NBA. You have Kawhi Leonard, and you have Jimmy Butler, amongst many more. Now, Jimmy Butler is currently with the Philadelphia 76ers. He's part of a quote-unquote big four there. Of course, they have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and then they added Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler this season via trade. Now, we'll have to wait and see how successful they are and how deep into the playoffs they go. In terms of starting lineup talent, they have the most talent out of every team in the Eastern Conference, and really, they have enough starting lineup talent to match the Golden State Warriors. However, I'm not saying they're as good as the Golden State Warriors, and their bench is also extremely depleted. I would put the Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks ahead of the Philadelphia 76ers right now just because of the 76ers' lack of a bench. So we'll have to see how they do how they do in the remainder of the playoffs, and that'll affect what they do in free agency. They also don't want to spend too much money on names like Butler and Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris is also a free agent here this summer because they want to save as much money as they can to extend Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid when those contracts come up, and I guarantee you they're not going to let either of those two guys walk. So it's most people's assumption that Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris, or maybe even both, will not be members of the 76ers starting next season. Now, I always was more interested in Tobias Harris for the Kings going out and pursuing. I'm sure there are a lot of teams that are interested in pursuing Tobias Harris based off of the fantastic year that he's had. He's dropped off a little bit since joining the 76ers, and that can be expected. He's really the fourth cog in that wheel after being the number one guy with the Los Angeles Clippers, and he was very successful as the number one guy with the Los Angeles Clippers. But Jimmy Butler is really the guy that we're talking about today because, like I mentioned in the intro, Bleacher Report released an article picking a free agent signing that's significant or a home run or a major splash for every single NBA team. And they picked Jimmy Butler to sign a four-year, $140 million deal with the Sacramento Kings. Now, again, this is all speculation. So the point of this is to invite conversation. It's speculation season, so I want your response and your feedback. Do you like the idea, potentially, of the Kings spending that much money? I mean, that's going to be a massive contract, and that's what it's going to take to get a big name like Jimmy Butler here in Sacramento. Are you interested in that kind of name for that kind of money? I'll read the excerpt for you while you're developing your own thoughts, and I'll share with you my own. Despite the Sixers' best effort to keep him, Butler wants a place where he can be the number one offensive option on most nights. While the Kings already possess a nice collection of young scorers, none are going to tell Butler no when he wants the ball. A lineup of De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler, Harrison Barnes, and Marvin Bagley would be a lot of fun to watch so long as Butler doesn't take too many shots away from Sacramento's impressive young core. That's the excerpt from this Bleacher Report article. Not too long, although it does make some very interesting points. My gut reaction when I read this was, I'm good. No, not really interested. And it's not because of the money. Even though the money is important, the Kings want to try and keep as much money as they can and keep as much fluctuation and flexibility as they can with their cap space to be ordered to sign Buddy Hield, De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley, all these young guys when their contracts come up. Now, that's years down the road, but still, you want to make sure you're flexible. You don't put yourself in a Washington Wizards type financial situation, right? And we saw how bad that went for Washington this year, to the point where they had to sell low on big names like Otto Porter. Who knows what they're going to do with John Wall and with Bradley Beal. But let's go through this excerpt piece by piece, because the more I thought about it, the more I was confirmed that I'm not very interested. Now, I'm not going to try and take anything away from Jimmy Butler. He's a phenomenal talent, and the Kings would be dancing in the street and setting off fireworks, and fans should celebrate if they were able to land a name like this. Without a doubt, Jimmy Butler would be above and beyond the best free agent signing that this franchise and organization has ever gotten. That current title belongs probably to Vlade Divac back in the late 90s, early 2000s, right? But the more I think about it, the more red flags there are with Butler and the more it concerns me. And a lot of that is based off of how things went for him with the Minnesota Timberwolves. That was Jimmy Butler joining a young core, and it didn't work out. Now, immediately they made the playoffs, but we know the fallout from that. That resulted in Tom Thibodeau being fired. That resulted in beefing between Butler and Andrew Wiggins, and beefing between Butler and Karl Anthony Towns. And a lot of that, people were forced to choose sides, right, between the expectations and really maybe the arrogance of Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins expecting this to be their team without really earning it, and Jimmy Butler just being kind of a brash instigator, and some will call him lazy at times, others would call him arrogant. There is definitely ego on both sides of things, but ultimately what we saw was a veteran star come into a young core, and things got more hostile than they improved in terms of the win column. So this excerpt says, despite the Sixers' best effort to keep him, Butler wants a place where he can be the number one offensive option on most nights. I'd agree with that. That's probably true. Butler wants to be the number one guy. He wants to be the star. If Jimmy Butler was on the Sacramento Kings, would Jimmy Butler be the number one guy? Probably. Is that a good thing? No. Now, maybe right now, or this next year, that would be a good thing. But if he's signing a four-year deal, you mean to tell me that 4 years or even 3 years down the road, you want Jimmy Butler to be the number one guy controlling the ball over De'Aaron Fox or Marvin Bagley? I don't. I don't think De'Aaron Fox or Marvin Bagley are a better scorer and a better player than Jimmy Butler right now, but I think they're both going to be. Now, Jimmy Butler is a phenomenal defender, so he would certainly help with the Kings' biggest woes, which is on the defensive end of the floor. He can also shoot. And yeah, he's a natural scorer. So immediately, he would have a positive effect, at least on the floor statistically, for this Kings team. But the concerns in the locker room, plus the fact that 3-4 years down the road, I don't want him to be the Kings' number one guy like he would expect and want to be with that kind of contract and that kind of deal, That gives me some hesitation, some concern. The excerpt again then said, well, while the Kings already possess a nice collection of young scorers, none are going to tell Butler no when he wants the ball. I also don't agree with that. I think De'Aaron Fox knows that he's the leader of this team going forward. He is the ball handler. He is the floor general. And I don't think he wants that question. Now, this is where you talk about entitlement, and sometimes young players are given this ego or given this or develop this assumption that they are the number one guy, even though they're only 20, 21, 22 years old, and they haven't really, quote-unquote, earned it yet by NBA standards, which is making it to the playoffs and performing on that high of a level. But De'Aaron Fox does not strike me as someone who would be okay with Jimmy Butler coming in and Fox going, okay, yeah, you know what, Jimmy, it's your team. I'll help, I'll back you up. You let me know where you want the ball, and I'll be sure to find. No, De'Aaron Fox has operated from the second that he was drafted and brought here to Sacramento. He was operating under the idea that this was going to be his team, that he was going to take over and lead back to the promised land going forward. Marvin Bagley was brought in to fit well with De'Aaron Fox and his play style. Now, I'm not saying Jimmy Butler can't fit well alongside De'Aaron Fox. I'm saying if Jimmy Butler comes in, the expectation would change to De'Aaron Fox fitting well with Jimmy Butler, which I think is a bad thing. I would rather the Kings go out and spend money on someone that fits well with this young core than bring someone in, like a guy named Jimmy Butler, that will change the core completely around himself. Does that make sense? That's a big difference, a major difference between bringing someone in that complements the Kings and what they're trying to do, like the Kings did with Harrison Barnes at the trade deadline, and bringing a star in that completely changes the way that the Kings operate because the operation then completely revolves around Jimmy Butler. That's what would happen if Jimmy came here to Sacramento. Now, one thing that I do agree with, a lineup of De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler, Harrison Barnes, and Marvin Bagley would be a lot of fun to watch, at least in the short term, but he does put a caveat, so long as Butler doesn't take too many shots away from Sacramento's impressive young core, and that's exactly what he would do. Come on. It's the NBA. It's the modern NBA where scoring matters. Jimmy Butler is an absolute superstar, and I'm not taking that away from him whatsoever. And again, the Kings would be thrilled to land a name as big as Jimmy Butler. And if they go out and get him and feel confident in that, you know what? Good on them, and I appreciate them being aggressive. However, he would take shots away and opportunity away from Marvin Bagley or from De'Aaron Fox. And it goes further than that, from Bogey, from Buddy, from Harry Giles, it's not because he plays their position, it's just because he's so ball dominant of a star. Now, you need superstars in this league to win. And if the Kings went out and signed Jimmy Butler to a contract like that, that's basically them saying, we want to be a playoff team and make a decent playoff run starting immediately. Now, if they continue to play the patience game with Luke Walton now as their new head coach and continuing to give the young core of De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley, Buddy Hield, time to continue to grow and work their way into what they want them to be, that's more of the long-term plan, which means, yes, you might have a contender one day, but it's going to be led by that core rather than a short-term contender that'll be led by one guy. I need your feedback on this one. Jimmy Butler and the Sacramento Kings. A good fit? A good match? Is that someone that you would like to see the Kings go out and aggressively pursue? You can reach me on Twitter at MattGeorgeKHDK at any time. You can also email me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Let me know. If you were to ask me between the two current Sixers that are becoming free agents, Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris, which one was the better of the two, I'd tell you Jimmy Butler. But if you were to ask me which one that I would want out of the two, it's Tobias Harris, because I believe Tobias Harris, even though he would be close to a number one option, at least in the short term here in Sacramento, I think long term wise, he can fit in better with what the Kings are trying to do compared to a superstar like Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler changes the culture, both in a good and a bad way, in Sacramento if he comes here. At least that's my opinion. So let me know if you agree with me, disagree with me, if I'm reading too far into it, if I should just be happy that the Kings are potentially going out and being aggressive and could land a name like Jimmy Butler. If that's your take, let me know. Share it right here. We'll be talking about this more as the summer goes on. Of course, we're not even close to the start of free agency. A lot of things could change. While you're at it, why don't you send me some big name targets realistically that you could see the Kings going out and getting, and some wish list targets that you think, you know, I legitimately think the Kings could have a shot if they throw money at these guys. I'll give you another name that I think the Kings potentially have a shot at, although I wouldn't give it a high percentage. That's Klay Thompson. I think the Kings, if the Warriors end up throwing a bunch of money at Kevin Durant and he decides to stay there, there's not really going to be money for Klay Thompson to stick around. If that means Klay Thompson wants to go to another place, I think the Sacramento Kings have a very good opportunity of landing Klay Thompson. You keep him in Northern California, sign him to a big money deal. What's not to like if you're Klay Thompson? And he knows how great the culture is here in Sacramento. So let me know if there are names like that that you are interested in. We'll be discussing this again all summer long, all the way up to free agency. It's going to be a fun offseason. I'm glad you're with me here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Until next time, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to Locked On Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.